This week on the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast, we talk about Kevin Smith's reaction to the ending of Episode 9. He heard about how the film ends. We're going to talk about what it means and some theories about how it could possibly melt your mind. Also, we're going to get into some of the other things that have been really spinning around the web recently about Star Wars and a whole lot of other things that are just going to come riffing at you from all angles this week on the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. Welcome back to the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. Alongside Ryan and Chris, I am Mike, and great to be back with you both, guys. I feel like it's been a while since the three of us have done a pod. We haven't really labeled this one.
No,
there's been
we
a
haven't.
Bunch of different, you know.
This permutation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have not labeled.
How about The Outliers?
Ooh, wait, is that like a series on Stars? Outlander, sorry. I thought we were going to be...
Oh, that's, yep.
Ooh, that really sexy show on Stars.
We're all Sassanax around here, if you haven't watched the
two
series.
We could call it Two Guys, a Guy, and a Star Wars pod.
Oh, I like that.
Two Guys, a Guy, and a Star Wars pod.
Who's the guy in this
to
scenario?
The Ryan Reynolds.
take your pick, my friend.
Mike, I think we need to be clear from your intro here. There are no spoilers about the ending of Episode 9 in this episode.
That's true.
Yeah, we
That's
know fair. How it ends, but we're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Did I give that away? Did I say we actually knew it? I've already forgotten the entire tease.
I just...
Maybe we should call this Two Men and a Little Crazy.
Oh, I like
that. And the crazy is a wild card each episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends. It could be anybody.
Two men and a little crazy.
Well, that's if you really can't good. Tell, there's not a lot of news in the Star Wars Galactic Universe in this episode of the pod. We're going to keep this one a little bit tight, but we've got some things that we want to talk about. Before we do, of course, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Droids Pod, and Droids Podcast on Facebook. Rate and review us on iTunes. Send us an email, droidspod@gmail.com. Let us know your off-the-wall, totally unprompted theories, thoughts, anything. Send it our way, droidspod@gmail.com. Chris, another great outpost you and Sam had last week, getting into all the Comic-Con news. Star Wars, not
issue?
Much of a presence. Yeah, you want to issue a correction?
I think we need to issue a retraction.
And, so, and I wasn't on this pod, and I listened as a fan. And I do need to say now as a fan and a member of the pod, so this is kind of like an email write-in and also an apology. Sam mentioned that he wishes that the Witcher movie had been a series because it could have been better served that way. The Witcher is indeed a series, so Sam, your wish came true.
They heard our demands.
Chris followed along. I don't, you know, who's more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows him?
Hey,
never heard that before.
Chris had no qualms about these facts, and I, like many of you, may have been, was screaming at my phone, saying, "No, it is a series. It is a series. They're gonna cancel the podcast." So that's just a quick retraction.
So there you have it. Whatever Ryan said, go watch the Witcher movie. It's great. It's already out now, so we'll have that.
And
we'll have that on the pod soon.
The Sam didn't pronounce the name correctly once.
Well, okay, Ryan. So set.
I need to say as a
set
fan,
the record straight. Say it.
Are you going to do your job? Geralt of Rivia is the name of the main character.
Bless you.
Glad I could be a part of it that time.
There you go. There
was
you
that
go.
Of a the first of a new ongoing series of retractions on the Droids You're Looking For, a Star
That's right.
Wars podcast. Every episode
yeah, we're
has
gonna
a
be
retraction.
Going, we're going to be going through our catalog issuing retractions. So while news is slow until the second trailer, that's kind of what we'll be up to.
I think it's only fitting, though, Ryan, because I epically got that retraction from you way back when about E.T., so it was my just desserts.
Yeah, oh, I've issued a lot of retractions. So, well, what was the E.T. retraction?
Oh, I remember that one.
Something was said about E.T. and I was
It was Yoda.
It
was Yoda. It
was Yoda, yeah.
Oh,
we did
right.
a rewind.
Yes, yes. I remember. It was humiliating for me. And I also, on my first appearance on the pod when we broke down the Last Jedi trailer, this is before I was a series regular.
Oh, no. Wait, is this a confession? first
no,
time.
No,
around.
No, 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 Chris, I corrected on, myself yeah, on corrected
that.
Right away.
Gotcha.
That
gotcha,
I was
gotcha.
Wrong about which hand of Luke's was severed.
Oh, right, right, right.
You can I really thought, tell so, how deeply so, these episodes stick in Chris's mind.
I thought you were going to admit something. It's
no,
all
so,
one big audio blur.
So point. I may have the number one. I may have the number one rank for the amount of retractions on the show, but that also means that I'm the number one person who is aware of their faults.
That's good.
Yeah.
I was just going to hide it in the guise of the pod. Guys, G-U-I-S-E. Yeah. No. There's not other people.
You're going to hide it in one of
the two guys.
Like Horcruxes?
Yeah, there's no other people in the pod.
So it's a great podcast. Opportunity to go through the old episodes and find all of the Chris Horcruxes.
Oh, yeah. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, my God.
What our listeners didn't realize is that throughout the year, we've been putting clues in every single episode. So listen to them all and see if you can win the grand prize.
Guys, here's some great Star Wars content. If you were going to make
is this,
Horcruxes...
I'm sorry, can I just pause you? If you do like... It's like Star Wars Jeff Foxworthy. If you... sorry.
You may be a Star Wars podcast. Is that him?
That's good.
Is that he? You may you. Oh, it's mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. You may be. I get them all mixed up. All those.
The red.
It,
the redneck comedy.
Collar?
Is it yeah. redneck or
blue collar,
collar
comedy tour?
Ooh, I don't know.
I'm sure there was one of each. But here's some great Star Wars content. If you were going to make a Horcrux, what item would you put it into?
Oh, lightsaber.
I'm aware it's no. It has to be a real thing.
Oh wait. Oh. I thought you meant like in the Star Wars realm.
No, if you, Chris, were like, I need to split up my soul into different pieces, but let's just make it one.
Oh,
well,
okay.
let's be honest, it
time.
Still would be a Star Wars related item.
Say,
well, that's true,
say,
but
say,
I just want to make the premise
sure.
Clear.
It's easy. Star Wars lightsaber toy.
I would put it into an Ollie Moss Star Wars poster that I have. It's my,
oh,
one of
nice.
My favorite Star Wars things.
Prized possession.
Ryan.
Right on. I'd put it in a guitar so someone could really rock with
oh,
it.
Oh, nice. Kind of a devil went down to Georgia type of thing.
And that's
just
how you,
like that.
That's how you kill the Horcrux is by playing it so well.
Yeah, you have to do like a killer solo on it.
Yeah.
That comes
and
out.
Then I'll die. You have to do a face melting solo on it. Speaking of face melting, Mike.
Ooh, wow, thank you. I actually was very impressed with the segues in
wow.
our last outpost. Way to go, Chris and Sam, on the segues. They
thank
were wonderful.
Thank you very much.
But that was a beautiful one, Ryan. I'm very impressed. So speaking of that, we are going to talk a little bit about Kevin Smith. And Kevin Smith seems to be, because maybe, I don't know what his relationship is with J.J. Abrams, but he's
yeah.
invited to every set that J.J. Abrams works
this
on,
is
especially
the second
Star Wars
time.
Movies. Exactly.
I can tell you what the genesis of their relationship is.
Ooh, all right, let's hear it.
Would you like to hear it?
I would.
Yes, please.
It's also Star Wars related because it's Favreau related.
Oh.
So.
Oh, is it Dinner for Five?
It is.
Wow.
Wow.
In comedy, they call that stealing the punchline. But no.
I was really anxious.
So,
this is just no.
So Favreau hosted this show on IFC called Dinner for Five, and there was an episode that he couldn't host, I guess? I don't know. Kevin Smith hosted it in his stead. And the panel was, I believe it was Kevin Smith. I think it was Jason Lee, J.J. Abrams, Stan Lee, and Mark Hamill.
Oh, it was that episode?
And,
the one with Mark
wow.
Hamill where he talks about what he wanted to have happen to Luke?
Yes, when he talks about how he wanted to come back with a braid and stuff, and then Hayden Christensen had it because after George said no. So that's how they kind of met. And since then, they've kind of been like industry buddies, you know, like
wow.
in terms of like if you follow like any of Kevin Smith's podcasts, he talk like it's like. They're not like best buds, but like he gets invited to the premieres and like he'll get invited to the set and stuff like that because he's this kind of like nerd ambassador.
And he does a lot of events, like he does stuff at Comic-Con. He does things
yeah.
where he's hosting a lot of things and he gets to kind of talk about this stuff and give people insight.
Yeah, and they publicly have this very like playful relationship where JJ is like, don't spoil this, like you're a big mouth and things like that.
So
anyway, go on.
He didn't spoil anything as much as I may have teased earlier in the episode that we're going to spoil all of episode 9 in the final shot. He did visit the Rise of Skywalker at Pinewood Studios, and he said that when he was there, there was scuttlebutt around Pinewood that a big set, you know, you have all this going on, and there was comments from the crew that when you see this, when you see the final shot, the ending of episode 9, it will melt your mind.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, oh, ask JJ. And they keep telling me I should see the set and like, why? He said it's the last shot of the movie. So I was like, well, now I really want to see it. He said, oh, you don't want to be spoiled. You want to be in the theater when this happens, trust me. And then other people in the crew were like, bro, I wish I hadn't seen it. I'm glad I did, but it will melt your mind is the comment to Kevin Smith. And there's a lot to think about what that could be. If it's going to melt your mind, does that mean that there's – I mean, my first thought is that sounds like it's setting something else up, because how can you melt your mind and then end the story?
I don't know. I mean, unless I can't even fathom what that would be. Is it a giant
unless
jet?
Like it's literally like a title card that says this will have been the last Star Wars story ever told.
Exactly. Actually, at the end of the movie, it just says, guess what? We reimbursed your movie tickets. This one's on us.
That'd be cute.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Kevin Smith's done this before in episode 7 when the trailer was coming out and he was one of the few people to visit the set and nobody knew what anything was back then. And he's like, there's something on the set that's like, it's truly impressive. It's truly impressive. It's going to blow your mind once you see. And it was BB-8. Like the fact that BB-8 was actually working. He was using that little card. So I like that he's heightening this go around to say, hey.
He always seems to say JJ is doing the Lord's work. That's the thing I feel like he's said about 10 times about JJ in Star Wars.
Well, he is.
I also would have said this on the Outpost if I had been on it.
Oh, boy.
So it's a little bit of a retraction. Kevin Smith and Ben Affleck are friends again. And that may mean nothing to anybody, but it means everything to me.
That's good.
And that's news that came out of Comic-Con. Thanks for joining us on the Outpost. For Chris and Sam, I am Ryan.
That was a surprise Outpost. We'll just cut that into the previous episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, anybody who's not caught up, they're going to feel that's perfect.
If you're interested in Outpost, where we discuss our top 5 fly fishing movies, please write in with the subject line, a podcast runs through it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I was going to say fishing for an answer.
Ooh, that's nice. Or for JJ, Gone Fishing, his first credited screenplay.
Oh, that's right. I own that on Blu-ray.
Wow. They made a Blu-ray of it?
Mm-hmm. I think it was
They did a high-def transfer of Gone Fishing.
I think it was a mistake in the factory. What's hilarious is somebody bought me that as a joke, and then, then I discovered that it was J.J. Abrams.
Do you think it was a mistake in the factory? Like, if you put it into play, and it's actually like The Big Chill.
it's Orson Welles' lost movie.
it's the full cut of the Magnificent Ambersons.
Exactly.
You're getting. You know what? Anyone who decided to listen through to this episode, even though there's not a lot of Star Wars stuff, you're getting an education,
right? Of sorts. So no, I think it's good that Kevin Smith's visiting the set again. I mean, it's starting to become Star Wars season. That's what happens. You get it. This is like Little Christmas or Belschnickel Day. It's like, ooh, Kevin Smith visits the set. It's almost Star Wars Eve.
Gesundheit.
I believe that we are only, 2 months away, 2 full months away from Force Friday? When the toys are all revealed in the first Friday of October. So, you know, we're not too far off from actual real drumming up of all of the marketing. We've talked about it before, the marketing push for episode 9. I'm very curious about how that all plays out. Maybe Kevin Smith is the first salvo, should we say, of the marketing push.
Do you think, I'm trying to remember how it kind of played out with episode 7 and 8. Because to me, it feels like late for the little amount of material we've seen, but that it may just feel that way. Has it been like that?
Well, I feel like for 7, I think there wasn't like 2 days that went by where we didn't hear something about Star Wars,
right?
I think it's because they were kind of like rebooting the machine,
sure. Yeah, like
I feel like 8 kind of leveled out a little bit, but it still had a really strong push like 6 or 7 months out.
So what was interesting is that I read an article recently in the New York Times where it interviewed a bunch of studio marketing heads, and they all talked about how the changing perception from audiences I don't want to wait very long. So they're pushing their marketing actual time into about 4 or 5 months instead of doing a longer one, because people get frustrated that they hear about it and they can't actually watch it anytime soon. So they're just shortening that window over and over again, because the immediate gratification of Netflix has resulted in people not wanting to wait. So I think they use the example of Tron Legacy, where they did it over the course of like 3 Comic-Cons. Everybody was like, all right, this is happening. And obviously things have changed a lot since, what was that, 2013 when that movie came out, or earlier than that? But I feel like that was just the example of, you give people morsels, you give them a taste, they forget, they move on. Whereas if you start and you really hammer everybody for 4 or 5 months, well, then it's always in the forefront of their mind. And that might be what they're doing with Episode 9. Plus, you have to remember that they just released The Lion King with Disney. They wanted everything to be about The Lion King. And now, I believe the next Disney big feature is Frozen 2, doesn't cross over quite as much with the overall Star Wars audience, because it is so focused on kids that they might be able to dual path those two marketing plans.
What a do you year think that Disney, Disney? Yeah, do you think they might actually open a mint to start printing money?
I don't understand.
I mean, they have Mickey Bucks, don't they? Or is that a Simpsons thing?
Oh, I need to issue a retraction immediately. 2010 Tron Legacy.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. The game studio Bethesda, who makes like the Fallout games and like the Elder Scrolls, like Skyrim and stuff, they have a policy where they want to announce the game is. They announce that they're working on the game as close to release as they possibly can.
That's
because
great.
It keeps the momentum going. Like, I think Fallout 4, they announced it at E3, which is in like early June, and it came out in October. And then there's other games that they'll announce it 4 years ahead of time, and people are waiting, and hype is building, and it can never live up. Duke so I Nukem. Do understand there's a density
Half-Life.
Kind of thing, with when it comes to, like, let's just, like, pack out the fall. It'll be Star Wars fall 2019. Yeah. And also, Disney has these, like, corporate interests, which is, like, they had Captain Marvel coming out. Then they had Endgame coming out. They were trying to chase the record, which they beat to an extent because of inflation. Then, even though it's not their movie, they had Spider-Man.
Right.
That's a Sony thing, but it's still important to their brand.
Still gonna, yep.
Then they had Lion King. They don't want to, like, they don't want to cannibalize themselves.
Yeah,
that's pretty smart. I think by them doing that, maybe it's gonna also be better for fans that we're just not inundated with this for, like, I mean, us aside, but I feel like your average consumer just kind of like, enough with the Star Wars, like, I think compressing
also,
it
calm.
That makes so
you
much sense,
I mean?
Though, because if you see the trailer like a year out and you're like, oh, when's that come out, you're gonna forget about it. The trailer, like, the press, the earned press you get from a trailer release on like iTunes or something is useless if you forget about it a month later. But it's Episode 9. Who's forgetting about that?
It's good for my mental health, too. So I appreciate that, Bob.
I want to go back, though, to the Kevin Smith comments. What else could possibly be? I mean, like, if my first thought was, wow, they're going to have a scene where every single character is a Force ghost, and then they're going to, like, turn to the audience and say, you're the Jedi now.
And it becomes a POV of a lightsaber that you get.
Do you think it'll be, like, spoilers for Avengers Endgame in 3, 2, 1? Do you think it'll be, like, the funeral scene in Avengers Endgame?
Yeah.
Like, that kind where it's just, like, I can't believe everybody's here.
I think it's going to be just, like, epic. I think it's going to be an epic battle of, like, everybody. I think everybody's
going to be
involved.
But that's not going to be
involved.
The last shot.
Yeah, it's not going to be the final shot.
Unless, so the one thing in my head would be like, if the last shot like loops to reference something in the beginning.
That'd be cool. I love circular storytelling like that.
Ooh,
so
okay. What would that?
So that's one awesome thing. And then my other theory.
Luke turns into the midichlorian that creates Anakin.
Or something. Yeah, you know, something. Yeah, exactly. Something like that. That's
kind of like how
kinda
the Flash turned into the Thunderbolt that created himself.
Right. Right. Yeah, the future had to happen so the past could get created. And it would actually kind of play into the way the movies were released a little bit. That's something I just made up right now. My other theory is that it was Earth all along.
Ooh, okay, spoilers for Battlestar Galactica 2004 and 3.
Oh,
2,
no,
1.
No, no, no.
You're talking about Planet,
wait.
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, I was talking Planet of the Apes.
Spoilers for Planet of the Apes 2001 in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, you picked the bat. Was it, who was in that? Was
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah,
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. hey, there you go. So there is the connection from E.T. when E.T. is... those are my two theories why it might be face melting.
Right. Guys, what do you want the last... are we doing this? What do we want? What do you want the last shot of episode 9 to be? I found the show topic, finally.
There
only
it is.
20 minutes in. What would you want the last shot of episode 9 to be? Or what's your theory on what it could be?
First of all, I'd say I think I already saw it, and it was in episode 8. And it was Luke looking out over the twin sons of Octo and then disappearing.
Wow.
Okay. Well, let's pretend, though, that it's
I know. That's I was being... Chris, go ahead.
I'm just thinking off the cuff here, but it would be... Basically, the whole cast, they're all Force ghosts now. Something very
horrible happened.
Horrible happened. They accidentally kicked one of those Death Stars and it turned on. But then the Falcon also becomes a Force ghost. They all get in the Falcon, and then Han Solo says, "Gang, we're home."
All right, I think it's going to be Kylo Ren and a Force ghost Luke standing on a planet as everyone else departs away from them.
Oh, interesting.
You know, like everybody gets in the Falcon or something.
Yeah, yeah.
They part ways. I think that Kylo Ren at this point has turned, and he has this kind of like, I've said this before, kind of like Frodo at the end of... Yep. Spoilers for Return of the King in 3, 2, 1. Frodo at the end of Return of the King, where he's like, "I'm good, but like I've seen too much. Yeah. I can't live this way anymore."
That's one of my favorite parts of that. Where it's like you think the movie resolved, but like, oh no, he's not right.
Yeah, that's it's a bummer.
It really is. I think that's a really smart way to kind of end this, because I think it also plays to the strength of those characters and it makes them very complex. I like that idea that it's like he knows he has work to do still.
Yeah, and he's with Force Ghost Luke, yeah. And everybody else leaves, and they're alone on a planet looking at twin sons. Two sons looking at twin sons.
Hey. You did a lot better with the Top Gun song in the Outpost, Chris. Just have to say.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, that trailer should have ended with that song.
I know. I said it right. All right, Mike, let's hear it.
But Ryan, actually, I really like that. And then to me, the immediate theories would be, great, we're going to get a standalone training movie of Force Ghosts training Kylo to be good again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you hear, bum, 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 bum.
I don't think this will happen. And I don't think, certainly it's not a mind-melting ending to the entire series. But I was thinking that it could be something like Rey, after coming through all she's been through and finally resolving things with Kylo, they end up beating the First Order. She's been through so much. She passes on the lightsaber to the next generation, whoever it may be. And then it's a line that's somewhere along the lines, and I don't know how you play this off, and you have to do it somewhat well. It's like, you know, it's calling to you. And so you hearken back to Lupita Nyong'o in episode 7. But also in that you would need something from like the original trilogy. So it's like it's calling to you. Well, now I'm thinking it's going to be really, really cheesy if you're like, it's calling to you. You're our hope. That would be that'd be awful. But better writers than me can figure that out.
Well, I mean, I do like that. I think maybe if they can somehow like zoom out and show that this is happening all over or something like that, it's not just them.
And so imply that there's another, Age of Jedi, but, you know, Force wielders are expanding.
Yeah. Wow.
Or so it'll be like a montage of fans.
Oh, right. Hey, you mess with Spider-Man. I think that I had a hard time when you asked me, what do you think the last shot was? Like, my brain was not prepared to go there yet.
I don't think it will be in December either.
I think it's gonna be one of those deals where like 6 months later I'm just depressed.
Yeah, I mean the last shot is, I mean this, the penultimate shot of course will be the Falcon exploding, but then what?
Why?
I was gonna say, I thought you'd already mentioned what the last shot is for the last like year, Chris.
I know. Well, I have nightmares about it, and I just didn't, I couldn't bring myself to say it. That's why I said the Falcon was a Force ghost.
But it must be, you think about what Star Wars has always done at the end of, well, what, several episodes, but certainly the end of Return of the Jedi, always, the
yeah,
end of Episode
just standing
1.
Around.
Everybody's standing just around, circle wipe to there. Credits.
Everyone just stands there.
And so everybody's standing around smiling with what is the modern version of, I guess, the Cantina Band from Maz playing some sort of celebration song.
We gotta get that Wookiee song back. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the mind melter. They got
you
the
think
Wookiee,
it's a Yub Nub?
Or the Ewok song came back. Yeah.
The Ewoks aren't in the new sequel trilogy at all, except for that one scene.
Exactly. They brought the tune back.
Chris, can you give us a rendition?
Yep. Nope. Oh, I love at the end, though, yeah. where the chorus kicks in. It's like, ho, 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 ho. It's like the Ewoks all of a sudden turn operatic.
I'm literally looking at two Stormtrooper helmets right next to me right now, and I want to have like drums to be able to play on them right now.
I think it's going to be Force Ghost Obi-Wan sitting with Rey.
Oh, wow.
And he says, what do you want? And she goes, cheeseburgers.
You know your daddy liked cheeseburgers.
If Favreau directed, I think that would definitely happen. All right. Well, that was a great conversation for something we had not planned a lot to get into. I love it, Ryan. Good job on the topic.
Oh, thanks, guys. We really found it.
How weird is that song in the end? It's like, it's some kind of like mid-Atlantic music. The song they put in lieu of the Ewok song.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you mean like in the new versions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an interesting question. So I have not watched it, but apparently A New Hope is on TCM now. And I'm wondering if it's the original. I would imagine it's not. It must be the special edition. But TCM would probably not want to show a 1999 or what was it, 97 special edition. They'd want to show the original 1977 cut.
That would be interesting. Is it commercial free on TCM?
I don't know if it is. I'd have to check on that. But it's appealing to me that it's there. I'm wondering if we get the original. Well, it's not in A New Hope, but if they play out all the movies, would you get the original Yub Nub song back in there?
Interesting. Goong, 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 goong. That's from the new song.
I think the only other thing to talk about is that there's been some rehashing of old audition tapes on the web of Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill going through some lines for Han Solo and Luke Skywalker. There was a big buzz about it, and it just makes you think everything's always new again on the internet.
This segment's been called Scenes It. No, I think it is funny when the stuff resurfaces. It's stuff that we used to have to dig for, and I think now that as this marketing machine kind of starts moving towards the movie, these things start to get unearthed. Like, it was featured on the Today Show. Like, they were talking about it there.
I mean, they're starved for content. Pop Start isn't what it used to be.
Definitely not. The Today Show isn't even a Disney property. They don't even own the Today Show.
They're riding that train.
Coattails much?
Well,
all they have to talk about is cats, which we'll be doing an outpost on.
Oh, alongside Kevin Smith visiting, J.J. Abrams also did comment saying, "Yeah, don't let this one get spoiled." So
go
That's
see
so
it.
So unlike him.
It's crazy that he. You know what I mean? He's never mysterious like that.
It's so unlike him. I can't believe he said that.
Please give us another trailer. We need something.
Well, I think what? Are we talking D23 end of August? Is that a likely another trailer opportunity? It would seem like a good time.
I would love them just to not do another one, though, secretly.
Chris, shut up.
That would be a good place for you to do your Emperor laugh.
Yeah.
I think that seems like a plan to me.
Yeah. I like
that. I think that and then like one final, quote-unquote, final trailer at like Thanksgiving break.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I like that we're not only predicting...
That's a wham-bam. Thank you, man.
We're not only predicting plot points and what will happen in the movie, we are predicting marketing plans. It's fun.
What we're doing is doing work for free if they're listening.
Exactly. Do you know what I would like? and they did this for, I think, Revenge of the Sith, a legacy trailer where they like introduce clips from all the movies.
Yeah, that'd be cool. They did that with Endgame too. Remember, it was black and white except for the red.
Yeah,
I think they're gonna do that heavily and play into everyone's emotions of like they have to say in every trailer, "This is the end." The end of the Star Wars story. That has to be burned into everybody's mind.
For those who remember.
I knew your father. He was a Jedi Knight. We could just make it from sound clips.
How many people have cut fan-made legacy
trailers? I was
like,
just going to say,
trailers?
They have to do is go to YouTube and put in like legacy trailer and then just put the new trailer at the end of it.
I think we should do one. I mean, certainly we have something new to bring to the table, right? No one's done what we will think of.
Blue milk. We add our own line.
I was going to say, Chris is going to unearth some scenes of Alec Guinness drinking blue milk.
Luke, you can't hang around here drinking blue milk all day.
Well, on that note, I'm going to go get myself some blue milk because that's going to do it for this edition of the pod. Guys, solid episode for not a lot of news, and we appreciate everybody joining us on this edition. Send us your thoughts, DroidsPod, Twitter, Instagram.
I was just thinking how, like, at the end of every This American Life, Ira Glass is like, this was a good episode. I just want to remind you, this was worth your listening.
WBC Chicago.
Not a very good hosting job here this time.
I loved it. We always do this. Hey, great pod. You know what? We're having fun.
And that will do it for the George you're looking for, a Star Wars podcast. What they
wrote. Annie?
This week on the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast, we talk about Kevin Smith's comments about Episode 9 and the ending of the film, as well as some of the other rumors going around the web. I don't know. I got nothing there, so that's probably not a good one.
Let's stick with that one.
Don't put that in.